Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new text message. You have a new text message.
It's that time. What can we help solve for you today? Send your questions in. It's Text Roulette, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. You have Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. What can we help you with? Life questions, personal questions, radio questions, general questions. Send them in. You're anonymous when you send that in to the Siding Unlimited text line at 414-432-1099. I said that really fast. I need to slow it down. The number, save it to your phone, 414-432-1099.
Did you have coffee this morning?
No, I'm just high on life, man.
Ooh, look at you go.
I'm just wound up.
Yeah, well, we got to, speaking of winding up, we got to wind up this
spin that roulette wheel. Which question are we going to land on?
9.
Ooh, let me hit refresh to make it fair because I see text questions are coming in. And we might land on your question tomorrow or another day if we don't get to it right now. You never know what number we're going to land on with this wheel that we spin. Okay, this...
What you got?
Question is very relevant right now. Oh, it's about dry January. How many of you are doing that? It says, my husband asked me to do dry January with him. But I slipped and had some cocktails at brunch on Saturday.
Don't!
Am I a bad wife for not telling him?
She had cocktails.
So he asked her to do it. I guess I don't know if it's a she. Oh, no. She said, yeah, am I a bad wife? Am I a bad wife for not telling him? Yeah.
No, I was waiting for you to answer. No, you're not.
You're not a bad person, but you're... You're a bad partner.
No.
You're don't a bad wife for not
Look,
keeping up your end of this bargain and then keeping it from him.
Almost over this January. You slipped a little bit. It's not like it's the end of the world. Don't say anything.
No, it's not the end of the world, but to keep something, though, that could turn into something bigger than what you want it to.
I don't think so. It's one little couple of drinks.
How many days it is? It's Tuesday. This was on Saturday. It's been a couple of days, and she didn't tell him yet.
So what? Then all of a sudden it'll be February and, oh, look at that. We forgot about dry January. Don't say anything.
You're not a bad person. You just made a bad decision by keeping it from him.
It's not that bad. It is not that bad. It really isn't.
Well, it's like cheating on Netflix.
Right.
It's not like you're really cheating, but you should own up to it and say, okay, I watched the episode. I know what happened.
I've done that before and then I just play along with it. I've done that before to my wife, Jess.
Why don't you just tell her?
Oh my God, did you believe that? You believe they did that? Because I'm kind of a simpleton. Sometimes I have to watch things twice to really get them. And so then I go, oh, wow, did you see the guy move there?
No, I understand.
And then the police grabbed him and then he got away? Whoa, who cares? Oh yeah, this dry January thing is going good.
I stand by this. The question is, am I a bad wife for not telling him? Because she slipped up during dry January, she's doing with her husband. Am I a bad wife for not telling him? Yeah, the reason why he asked you to do this with him is probably because he said, hey, we can hold each other accountable, be there for one another. Let's do this detox cleanse together.
It's one little lie about the drinking. So what? Don't, you're not bad.
Little lies are tiny cracks in the foundation, man.
No, we're not all of a sudden going to go into bigger things because of this.
It could lead to that.
Don't dig that hole that's not there. There's no shovel.
Maybe there's a bigger reason. Maybe there's a bigger reason why he asked to do Dry January.
Don't.
Just throwing that out there.
Don't start doing that.
And we only know what you send us.
You're going too far.
So we don't know your story or your relationship with alcohol and drinking. But maybe that's why the husband said, hey, let's do this together.
No need to say anything.
You should not be hiding something from your partner. One little thing. We are talking about drinking here. So maybe it runs a little bit deeper than that.
Maybe or maybe not. So you're always, I find that, Elizabeth, you and my wife, we're always kind of like looking ahead. Like, what if? What if not? What if we go the other way and go, it's not such a big deal. You know, it's a happy, strong marriage. There's nothing else going on in the marriage.
We don't know anything else about it other than what they said.
Right. So maybe it's that. Instead of going down that rabbit hole of, well, it could lead to something else. Well, what if it doesn't? What if it's just this one little thing? One thing.
He asked you to be his partner in this. Am I a bad wife? Yeah, you should tell him.
No, it's not.
You should tell him.
Not like wedding vows.
You should send him this audio because I'm going to send this back to you.
No,
I'm going to send this audio back to you to the texter that sent this in this morning.
The wife had the drinks. She peed him out. She's sober. Whatever.
She peed him out.
It's gone. It's not like it's going to sit there forever.
It's not that simple.
It's not like she painted the kitchen purple and he doesn't like it. No, it's gone.
Forget
gone.
What they made the agreement on. They made an agreement. She broke the agreement. Own up to it.
Did they sign this contract? Is this all signed?
They made an agreement.
Big deal. I say no.
Yes, she's a bad wife.
No, you're going to ruin. This is what's going to cause fights in the marriage. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
I do think she needs to own up to this.
Dry January's almost over. Let it go.
All right, do you have something you want to say about it? Phone lines are open. Text lines here. 414-432-1099. Text roulette. Help out this mixed listener. The question was, my husband asked me to do Dry January with him, but I slipped and had some cocktails at brunch on Saturday. Am I a bad wife for not telling him? Simple yes or no. What do you think? Join the show now.
We're going to hear from you next, but first, it's a break from our sponsors.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, and we are working through this question that came through on the text line for Text Roulette. My husband asked me to do Dry January with him, but I slipped and had some cocktails at brunch on Saturday. Am I a bad wife for not telling him? I say yes.
I say no.
And the mix, who is this?
This is Joe.
All right, Joe, what do you think?
Elizabeth, what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
No, she's not a bad wife.
No, she's not.
I've done Dry January. I've slipped, including this year. But, you know, I think it's the thought that counts that at least she tried. I mean, hey, if you're honest with your husband and just tell him, I honestly don't think...
No, but again. I'm not saying she's a bad wife for slipping up on doing it. I'm saying for not telling him. He's hoping that she can do this together. Own up to it. Be a partner. You made an agreement. Her question, am I a bad wife? I don't think she's a bad person. She asked, am I a bad wife? Yeah, you're a bad partner to your spouse in this thing that he wanted to do together with you.
Nah, come on. It's just one little thing, right, Joe?
So. I agree with Radar on this one.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's so crazy, too, Joe? We've got someone that just texted in here that said, for once, I agree with Radar. It wasn't like they made a bet or anything.
Joe, that makes you laugh, too.
But then there's other people that say, oh.
What?
We've got a text here that says,
what do we got?
Coming from a very long marriage / divorce with lots of issues, and the biggest one was lack of communication, you always need to communicate with your spouse about anything and everything.
But how do you
mic
know?
Mic drop.
No, it's not a mic drop.
You're never
going to
hear someone that says, oh, communicate less. You're never going to hear somebody say that.
No. But
Joe,
how do you know that this is just one little thing? How do you know there's other things that they're not communicating? It's one thing.
We are basing this off of the information we have in front
of
us.
Right.
Your husband asked you to do something together. Join a pact. Be partners. Hold each other accountable. She didn't. And now she's going to act like, oh, yeah, I'm good. I haven't drank this month. It's dry January.
One little slip up. It's not lying. You're not saying anything.
I don't think it's lying.
You're just keeping the truth from that person.
So omission.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
What they don't know doesn't hurt them.
Oh,
Joe, thank you so much for the call today.
Yeah, have a good one, guys.
You do too. Thanks so much, Joe. I don't know if we're ever going to see eye to eye on this, but for the listener that sent in the question, you are hearing the points of view from all types of people in this scenario, and only you really know the answer if you need to tell your husband or not.
Here's another text that just came in. It's not a lie. It's just not sharing. You're just not sharing. I don't share every thought in my head with my wife. Should I?
No,
should I be doing
that's
that?
Different.
Share?
That's
what?
Different. Sharing
Something
every thought. Those are your subconscious thoughts. She chose the action. You choose the consequence. He asked you to do this together with the expectation of we're going to do this together. Keeping it from him. I think it's a bad idea. Again, they asked, am I a bad wife? I say yes.